Happy Friday! If you're listening in on the day that this podcast gets released, I hope you had a wonderful week. And I really am curious if you have been using any of the short parenting phrases that I have been sharing with you this month. And speaking of month, we're coming down to the end of January, and I really am passionate about sharing with you strategies you can use to help out with any of the chaos and yelling and disrespect or just craziness in your home. And I would love to know how it's going. You are always welcome, and I encourage you to DM me over on Instagram. My handle is @lazyparenting, or you can find me on TikTok with the same handle. And there's a special thing on TikTok where you can click at the top of my profile and it says ask questions. I think it says Q&A, and that's a great place to ask me there. Or you can email me at lazyparentingcanada@gmail.com. I really would love to hear from you and what is working and what isn't, what you would like more guidance on. I'm passionate about sharing my experience and knowledge with other parents so you can reap the benefits like I feel I am getting to now that my kids are getting older. Learn from my mistakes. Today, we're going to talk about one of the most important character traits I think you'll agree with me on, integrity. How to teach your children what it is, what it means, and how to grow it as a fundamental piece of who they are. Stay tuned for today's phrase. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. Today's phrase is do what's right no matter what. And I know that if you are a listener here on the show, you agree with me that this is pivotal to teach, to model, to reward in our kids if we want them to grow up into amazing adults who are making a difference in the world. And by that, I don't mean making lots of money or by being famous, but by being good humans who do the work to make sure that they are making a positive difference in the lives of those they interact with. That's what we want, right? And this can be hard when all they see around them and in the news are powerful people who are getting more powerful through lies, deception, disrespect, and bullying. It can be really hard to find role models for our kids to look up to. So what exactly is integrity and how do we teach it to our kids? First, we have integrity when we act with humility, act in a socially responsible way, and when we have the courage to stand up for what is right. And no, our children are not born with integrity. They learn it through cultural socialization, which means all the things that influence them from all the different parts of their lives. All those things influence our kids. And today I'm going to share with you 5 ways to help foster integrity in your child. So first, it starts at home with a strong foundation of family values that are communicated and lived by every member of your family. Family values may be derived from your religion, or you might have your own set of guiding principles. What is important here is that your child can articulate them. Do they know that kindness and empathy are important in your home? Or do you value hard work and pitching in around the house? Whatever you focus on will be what your child learns is important. So be careful in which values you talk about, in which values you act on. Ensure that they are the same. And ensure your children understand the words you use in your family code. What is honesty, empathy, respect, fairness, equality, trust, responsibility? If those words are important in your family, be sure to discuss them often. At the meal table, on drives, read books on those topics, watch shows that help solidify these ideas as important to your family. Second, watch for any opportunity in which your children demonstrate these skills. Catch them being good. This is the most effective parenting strategy I have in my toolbox. It is the foundation of lazy parenting. Rewarding the behavior you want to see more of is by far the number one way to see more of it. Tell them how proud of them you are every time they do something honest or kind or act in a responsible way. I always say thank you to my kids and tell them how much I appreciate their help when I ask them to do something for me or something around the house, even if it's their chores that they're expected to do, because I know I like to be thanked and appreciated when I do chores around the house. Building that mutual respect is key to lazy parenting. Appreciation and acknowledgement go a long way. Third, talk about consequences. We know our kids are going to fail. Guaranteed. They will try lying. They will try being rude or disrespectful. That first eye roll you get from your child, deal with it right away. Talk about it, how it's disrespectful, how it makes you feel, and why you don't allow it in your family. Don't let it go without acknowledging it. We must respond appropriately to our children's misbehavior and actions that don't align with our family values. We have to talk with them. We need, more importantly, to listen and show respect and try to understand their thinking. We can then restate what our expectations are around dishonesty or disrespect and that those things are never acceptable in our family. We need clear and relevant consequences, and we need to be consistent in handing them out. More importantly, we need to ensure our children understand that they chose the consequence. We didn't do it to them. Our children will learn through childhood that when they are unkind or rude at school with friends, their friendships are going to suffer. If they cheat at school, their academic reputation will suffer. If they disrespect their family rules or don't help out, their relationship with you will suffer. It is important that they learn these lessons because the consequences as they get older get way more severe. Drinking and driving can cause death. Lack of responsibility in sexual relationships can lead to illness and unwanted pregnancy. Our kids having integrity doesn't mean that they will be honest and respectful all the time. Come on now. But it does mean that they will understand that there are consequences and that they are capable of thinking through the consequences before acting. All we can hope for as parents is that our adult children are able to make informed choices about how they choose to live their lives. Because once they're over that age, their lives are theirs to live, their decisions are theirs to make, and the consequences are theirs to be dealt with. Number four, we have to be the greatest role models we can be to our children. Our walk must match our talk. If we value honesty, then we need to tell the truth, and the kids need to see us living a truthful life. If we value kindness, then be kind to everyone you come in contact with. The kids are always watching, always. They will do as we do, not as we say. Remember that. And finally, we need to teach our kids self-efficacy. This is the ability to stand up for what they believe in. It is the belief in themselves that they can accomplish goals and that they can influence the future. We can foster self-efficacy in our children when we help them trust their inner moral compass, when we allow them to grow from relationships, and when we appreciate them for what they are, not just what they achieve. When we teach our children to believe in themselves, dishonesty and disrespect no longer make sense to them. Living with integrity becomes a way of life. So get started today. Have a chat with your child over the next meal about what they think the family values are. Start there. Remember, I want to hear from you. Send me a note and let me know how January's been for you and what your goals for February are. Now, go have an amazing day. Take care. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to make sure you are subscribed and following along on Instagram. The Lazy Parenting Podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what you enjoyed. I'd love to know. The Lazy Parenting Podcast is released every day. Links to Lazy Parenting on Instagram and Facebook can be found in the show notes below. See you tomorrow.